cashback match offer only for new cards.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump seems to believe that missing journalist was murdered. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It certainly looks that way to me. It's very sad. It certainly looks that way.
And he says there would be severe consequences if Saudi leaders were implicated in a killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Fox's Simon Owen has the latest on that live from London.
Dave, Turkey pledging a transparent investigation into the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi.
Ortaya çıkacak.
Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu saying, "We will share the results with the whole world." But he dismissed reports claiming Turkey has passed an audio recording to the United States capturing the journalist's death. The minister saying, "We have not given a recording to anyone." There are reports in Turkey of a widened search, officials saying police have begun searching a forest on the outskirts of Istanbul. Dave.
Simon, the president made his comments before going to Montana to rally Republicans, bringing up that Central American caravan headed this way.
All caused because of the illegal immigration onslaught brought by the Democrats because they refuse to acknowledge or to change the laws. They like it.
No, he also thanked Mexico for helping.
Mexico's government dispatching some 500 officers to try and help out. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Mexican officials today in Mexico City to try and see what they can do to stop the caravan, which is hundreds of miles from the U.S. border right now.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in McAllen, Texas. The president's rally was for Montana's Republican Senate candidate Matt Rosendale, who's trying to unseat Democrat John Tester. But he also praised Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte, who won last year despite attacking a reporter who was questioning him.
Any guy that can do a body slam, he's my kind.
Gianforte did apologize, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault, got anger management course counseling.
My God.
Flight operations have resumed on the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier after a helicopter crashed on the flight deck, injuring several people. This is Fox News.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
The Catholic Church is now under federal scrutiny in Pennsylvania, looking into decades of allegations of priests sexually abusing kids.
Officials with seven of the eight Pennsylvania Catholic dioceses have said they've gotten subpoenas from the Department of Justice. That order is for files and testimony from church leaders about clergy abuse that spanned decades to see if any federal crimes were committed. In August, a state grand jury report alleged 301 priests molested over 1,000 kids. Statutes of limitations had expired in a vast majority of the cases, but two priests were charged and have pleaded guilty. They await sentencing. Church leaders could be called to testify before a federal grand jury on the allegations. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Paul Manafort returns to court today in Virginia, where he was convicted on bank and tax fraud charges unrelated to his work as former Trump campaign chairman. At issue, when he'll be sentenced. Prosecutors want to wait as Manafort works out a plea deal on separate charges. On Wall Street, stocks may rise back up. Dow futures up more than 100 points the day after a 327-point plunge. Ever been to Nebraska? Ever want to go? Well, state officials know many of us answer no, so they'll try a new ad campaign.
Here's the pitch. Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everybody. The Tourism Commission will focus on purity and simplicity and sarcasm to promote outdoor adventures and geography, likening the state to the odd kid in school that didn't say much but turned out to be pretty interesting. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Well, baseball's defending champs will not repeat.
One ball, one strike. Kimbrel deals in the air, deep left field, hit well. Benintendi on the run,
Boston beat Houston 4-1 on TBS to win the American League, now winning the winner of the Brewers-Dodgers NLCS. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It's Friday. Woohoo, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston's in. Why wouldn't they be? They won 108 games. They just beat Houston, who's really good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Houston's dang good. And they beat them in 5 games, including 3 in a row in Houston.
That's
what?
Right. That's right.
Okay, so nobody ought to beat Boston, L.A. and Milwaukee, but, you know, we'll see.
Yep.
News brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Chicago man is accused of molesting 2 kids in a Champaign home. 28-year-old Samuel Saul surrendered to police this week. Earlier this year, a girl under the age of 13 said in August of last year, Saul molested her while she was spending the night at a relative's home in Champaign. Another girl who was related to her reported similar accusations to a parent. He faces 6 to 60 years in prison. If you're looking for a seasonal job, there are plenty of places to find them, and you'll find some great perks. CNN Money points out the economy is strong and unemployment is at its lowest level in decades. UPS is having 170 job fairs around the country today. Amazon announced a wage bump to $15 an hour starting November 1st. Target is adding a chance at a $500 gift card and is offering a 10% discount at all stores and an additional 20% off on produce. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here's your weekend weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, at Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. There is a 20% chance of precipitation early this afternoon, maybe after 1. Today's high, 59, down to 43 this evening. Windy tomorrow, gusts up to 27 miles per hour. Partly cloudy conditions otherwise, high near 60, then dipping down to 27 in the evening. Sunshine expected Sunday with a high 53, low 37. We're currently at 41. ESPN 93.5.
All right. So I was at the, what do they call that thing last night? Honda BMW?
Like an after hours?
Yeah, after hours at the, is that the chamber?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Saw some fun people. Ron
Cocktails,
Wilcox,
appetizers.
Ron Wilcox over Clark Lindsay. Jim Hampton, you know, I think lamenting how I won't apply and work for Tapman's Towing. I think he kind of wants me to work there. So
I see.
That's not true. Anyway, we enjoyed seeing Jim and talking to him. I still have my hat and my gloves from Tapman's.
Okay, good.
What a joke. He said, well, I could be a radio DJ. And I said, well, you'd probably be successful at that. And I wouldn't be successful at Tapman's. Oh, boy. Anyway, good to see a lot of people last night. Okay, so are you playing the Mega Millions? It's $1 billion. And there's a U of I professor in this morning's News Gazette. He says it's not worth the effort. University of Illinois Statistics Department. And again, I essentially think I captured the feeling of dropping a dollar bill from the space station and having it land on your grill.
That's right.
That's kind of it.
It is.
But then again, it's going to land somewhere, right?
And so, you can't win it if you're not in it.
Well, there you go. And so you bought me one this morning.
I did.
Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, I had them printed up on the same page before I had a chance to tell Amy at Thornton's. And I got my 99-cent coffee here. And she had to spot me like 7 cents. So I said, I'm going to remember you when I hit the numbers. So she laughed at that.
Yeah, okay. Well, nice of her to pick those pennies up to help.
So I'll have you have one of these numbers.
Okay, but I'm you put my initials by them because it could be tied up in courts forever.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to put it out there. If people want to text in Mega, I will choose somebody and I can text them.
You want to give them one of your lines?
Why not?
Well, because it might be worth $1 billion.
I mean, really, it's $2. So.
Well, but what if it's $1 billion?
I mean.
And then we were saying,
sure,
well,
they'll remember.
Man, they were just talking on the radio and casually gave it away, and it ended up winning.
Well.
What you ought to do is, you know, if you want a partner.
Yeah.
That you got to guarantee that.
Okay.
Diane so we'll gets $10 million
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want to do that?
So if somebody wants to type in Mega, just know that I get a little piece of the pie.
Well, then if we're doling it out, I'd like a few million
okay,
myself.
Okay, there we go.
Even
this
though I have nothing
to
do.
This is the Stevie J and Diane ticket.
Yeah. So if you want to jump on, because you put DD by one and then SJ by another.
You've got the top line. I'm in the middle,
okay.
And our winner will be the third line here.
But you'll send them the numbers.
I will.
All right.
So, Mega at 359-2255.
So, if that third line hits, and we call you, and your phone has been disconnected, and you're somewhere in the Mexican Riviera.
There you go.
I mean, it could be
well,
tied up.
You weren't really sharing like you should have.
It'll be like a moving van at your house. Okay, so here's the deal. On the odds tonight, it's officially... let's see here. 302.6 million to one, according to Douglas Simpson from the U of I via the newspaper this morning. News Gazette has this in the front page. Your odds of winning the lottery are lower than being struck by lightning, which is only 1 in 14,000. Involved in a plane accident is 1 in 3.4 million.
Oh.
And 302 million to one, but that daggone... I'm telling you, somebody from Missoula, Montana, and it's going to be a bowling team. It always seems to be a bowling team. But somebody's going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't happen
well,
tonight.
Well, let's hope, because it's been since July.
Yeah.
That's why it got so high.
Well, and again, it's the odds are not... it's for entertainment, they say here, which is true. Even if someone bought all possible combinations... spending about $600 million, they couldn't guarantee a profit. The problem is other people are also buying. I see. So they could split it. So if you had $600 million, you could just box it all. You could just box all the numbers for $600 million. I would presume that would take a while to print. I mean, if you're buying $600 million, $2 each, that's 300 million tickets. There's no machine in the world that will print 300 million tickets. So, there's that. What you got me talking to, Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Michelle.
Well, good morning to you.
How are things?
Hey, things are just going awesomely well.
Well, I know when we were talking hardworking man,
yeah.
I was thinking, you know, this is where it all started.
Well, Illinois Portable Toilets, by the way, you guys have the U of I contract, which this is going to sound really strange and weird, but... when I was at the ball game the other day, I said, oh, boy, I get to use their porta potty because I looked and I saw how it works. And I, of course, cleaned them and have a lot of experience the whole 3 hours. But listen, they were beautifully clean.
Well, that's because our guys get out there and get them ready.
Yeah.
Have them ready for everybody. So, yeah. And Stevie, listen, seriously, you are so welcome to come back anytime. Because our guys would just love to have you cleaning toilets with them. My septic guys would love to have you pumping with them again.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I know you had an incredible time.
Do you find that Russ still talks about me?
He does.
Uh-huh.
He does.
Uh-huh.
You know, and listen, hey, and David and Jonathan still just really wish that you would come and go, you know, ride with them and clean with them because you were that good.
Thank you so much, Michelle. You've kind of brightened my day. And tell Russ I am available, but my rate is a little bit of a stumbling block. I understand that. But I bring so much joy and life to your office. I just add to what you bring. And for $400 an hour, I am there, Missy. I am there.
Hey, listen, and I've been told I am nauseatingly happy. So if you're there, too... we can make everybody cute.
There you go.
Dominate. By the way, Jonathan, that was my septic guy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm quite certain he can lift a truck. Have you had him try? I'm telling you. That man.
You know what? I'll ask him to do it today.
He can lift the corner of his truck. I mean, that guy was massively strong. He was throwing around these long pipes, sucking out poop. It was amazing.
Yeah, all my guys are really amazing.
No,
they are definitely hardworking men.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me at Illinois Portable Toilets in Guilford.
I really
did enjoy my. But I will say this: I was exceptionally happy that one was over. What people do in a porta potty just is one of those head shakers, you know.
Well, in any case. You were the only one to text out, "I will split it with you, Diane." Some people said split, or you can get half, or I kind of trusted.
You're going to put Michelle in here?
Michelle is the gal to get the mega ticket.
Can I get 10 million, please? Because I'm just part of the discussion. I don't deserve a dime, but could you just give me?
Diane and I would have to discuss
exactly.
that.
Oh boy, here we go. Dang it. Okay, because I'd like to buy a couple of, you know, porta potties and start my own company.
There you go.
Hire Russ. Anyway, Michelle, tell everybody hi. I miss you, and I know that you miss me, but tell Russ I'm available, but the number, it just has to be by.
I will.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll definitely let him know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'll hug his new doggy, too. So.
Okay. All right. She's a pretty good one.
I know that. Thanks, Michelle.
Hey, you bet. Have a great day.
You too.
You bet, Michelle.
Good luck at hitting it.
Yeah, she wins on the third line of the ticket.
She's got the mega.
And so you guys are just splitting it.
Exactly.
Very, very nice. And, then I've got, you know, the
give
cap.
Me a small cut.
Something.
Exactly. Give me a bone.
And then you say, well, why? And I said, there's no reason. Just have to kind of give it to me, I guess. Anyway, that's Mega Millions. Kent Brown coming up, Illinois heads to Wisconsin. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny on today.
Okay,
20 minutes away. Stand by. Let's check your sports headlines.
And with Denver beating Arizona 45-10, it was kind of a battle of the stinkers this year, isn't it? Arizona
only has
1-1.
Who watched that game?
I was in and out of it.
I watched 2 seconds.
Okay.
It was 35-3, and when I flipped back to the baseball game.
Right.
But that
probably was the better choice. Boston wins over Houston 4-1. So Houston is eliminated. I just can't believe it.
I just
thought they'd get farther than that.
Well, that's almost to the World Series, but Boston, best team in baseball. They showed why. They're really good. I think there's no weakness on that team, and they're young. Good luck, Yankees, competing with that for the next 5 years.
So we have Milwaukee hosting the L.A. Dodgers, 7:30 tonight. Dodgers are up 3-2 and could take it all, really, with tonight's win, right?
They'll be in the World Series. If the Dodgers win tonight, they'll be in the World Series against Boston. Good luck to anybody playing Boston.
So there's some salary negotiations being done in the Adam Wainwright camp. Have you heard that he could become a free agent?
I think whatever is fine. Okay. I think everybody's sentimental-wise.
All right.
Like to see him finish with the Cardinals. But he's I hope he finishes in red with St. Louis. But, you know, it's almost like here's 5 or 10 million bucks. Come back for one more year. You don't deserve 20. But he's a great guy and be good in the clubhouse with the young pitchers.
Yeah.
But at some point, it's like, okay, we can't do that.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay. So 76ers over the Bulls, 127-108. Ben Simmons with a triple-double in Philadelphia side. Pacers are at Milwaukee tonight. Arizona beat the Blackhawks 4-1 yesterday. Northwestern beat Illinois in soccer 2-1. We have our Illinois volleyball team in action tonight. We're number 7. They're number 13. We're 5-3 in the Big Ten, 16-3 overall. They are 6-2 in the Big Ten, 17-2 overall. Should be a good competition tonight in Huff Hall if you want to come out. And especially tomorrow night's game is a pink out game. I know we talked to Bethany at Game Day Spirit about getting your pink shirts and heading on out as the game against Michigan State will take place on Saturday. So take note of that. That's pretty much sports to this hour. I know we're featuring on Q96 the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase. It'll be Macomb taking on Muhammad Seymour. So we say, go Bulldogs.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 60 with the sunshine, 38 our low into the evening tonight, 68 the high tomorrow. Down to around 29. Sunday's high at 60, down to 36. We do have a slight chance for showers after 1 this afternoon and some clouds into the evening tonight, though. Our current temperature is 41.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit better here.
ESPN 93.5.
Take a little lovey out for a walk this morning. And, it's a little warmer. Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. I'm Steve Jay. That's Diane Ducey. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, 15 minutes away.
From the Fox Business Network, Amazon has been visiting some of its finalist cities as it narrows the list for its second headquarters. An announcement is expected before the new year. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon executives have visited New York City, Newark, New Jersey, and Chicago over the past couple of months. It's also been following up with Miami and locations in the Washington, D.C. area. More upbeat earnings news. Honeywell's summer quarter was stronger than expected. Procter & Gamble's sales and earnings top forecast. Clothing company VF, which makes the Timberland and North Face brands, also is reporting strong numbers. Walt Disney is planning some new resorts. A nature-themed location will open in 2022 at Walt Disney World. It's also working on a Star Wars resort. The Dow was down 322 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 157. S&P lost 40. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fighting Illini football travels to Madison, Wisconsin. Madtown. Take on those Badgers tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Sports Information Director, Guru of Communication, University of Illinois, Kent Brown. How are you?
Great, Stevie. How about yourself?
Wounded.
Wounded. Hey, we got to put last week in a file and close the door on that one.
What did Joe Madden of the Cubs say? We're going to take this game and throw it in Lake Michigan.
There we
like
go.
That?
Yeah.
This is just a personal start to our segment. Kent Brown, you've been there how long?
Well, I started working in the athletics department in 1989.
Okay, so Mike White, John Makovic, Lou
Tepper.
Yeah,
I was there
Tepper,
at the end of the
Turner runs
White era, beginning of Makovic.
Tim Beckman,
rest of it.
Bill Cubitt.
I mean,
this is like nine presidents or something.
Wow.
It's crazy. So lots of... So here's what I would struggle with. And, you know, I talk and I communicate and all these other things. I would just have a really hard time not going into that locker room and just saying, you know what you're doing to me? Come here! I'd be fired really, really fast. So anyway, good job on doing what you do, because I'd be way too emotional for that work. Anyway, Kent Brown, how do I watch the game tomorrow? What do I do? Because I can't avoid it. I really care. I'm hurt because I maybe had too high of expectations. But now I'm playing a team that's really, really good. I'm going to be happy if it's in the second half and we're competing. I guess that's where I'm starting, because we're supposed to get beat by 25 points. But how do I look at this? Because I believe we're better, but my whole world was rocked, and I have doubt now.
Well, you know, I can tell you that everybody in the football complex felt the same way you did or do after that game on last Saturday. I mean, I think expectations from everybody from the head coach down to the last player felt that was going to be a much more competitive game. And when it didn't end up not being that way, you start looking at yourself and, you know, where are we at and what's going on? And, you know, we've all been there before. We've seen this through one program after another different times. You have a really bad game and all you do is go back and try to do your best and get ready to go. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to Bob Osmussen this week, because Bob wrote in the News Gazette that, you know, Illinois is playing a angry Wisconsin team after they got drilled by Michigan last week. And I asked him, I said, well, why wouldn't Illinois be angry? I mean, I don't think anybody felt that was indicative of what this team is. Why wouldn't Illinois also be angry?
Right, off
a game like that. And he said, well, maybe you're right. I said, you know, so that's, you know, you hope that's the kind of attitude that these guys take, is they learn how to win, they learn how to compete at the highest level, and you can't let, and Lovey talked about this after the game, you can't let a game like that beat you the next week. And I know that's what Paul Crist is saying in Madison. You can't let a second half like they had against Michigan defeat, you know, have them trip up against a team coming in the next week, which is us. So all we could do is go in there and give it our best shot and hope we learn from it. You know, we're going to be, there's a couple guys dinged up, we'll get a little bit again and we'll see where we're at. But I think on offense, we're pretty healthy. So, you know, we've got to get more production. And I know Rod Smith talked about that on our press conference on Monday at our press conference. And, He was disappointed in that showing by the offensive side, and I totally expect him to bounce back and play better.
Well, you know what? We'll see what happens. I think I would be encouraged again if we were able to compete into the second half, because they're a better football team than we are right now. That's fine. But I just would like to see a glimmer of what I thought I saw earlier in the year. And again, I just chalk it up to a really, really bad game and against a much better team than I expected with Purdue. They've obviously got a pretty good offense and moved the ball really, really well. So again, you go in there. You're right, though. All you can do is play again. Let's just go play better and see if you can do some encouraging things, which I think they'll do. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I do too. And we went up there 2 years ago in Levy's first season, and they handed it to us pretty well that day. And then last week in Champaign, you know, that was a really good ball game. We were playing really well into the second half and kind of ran out of gas and ended up being, the score wasn't a huge spread, but we played a very good game against them last year.
Yeah.
So I think there's some encouragement from that. They're obviously every year's a different year, and I have no doubt our guys feel like they're better than they were a year ago.
Yeah.
Last week did not show that. Everybody knows that. So what do? You take the next opportunity, you go out and try to prove that, where you're at. So this is one of those times, we all know, right? Hey, we saw at the beginning of the season, there's going to be games with a young team again, and there's going to be days that's just not going to go for us. And last Saturday was one of those. We just can't let that carry over to this week.
Well, I tell you what, Kent, we've both seen a lot of games. If we play as good as we played bad last week, this will go into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I really think that.
Yeah.
And then again, I won't get my hopes up. But if we're competitive second half, that's what I'm asking for. And if we can get it, I'll be excited. Here's what I'd say. And I know Lovey's not the fiery guy, so he needs to hire me. I'd say, you know what they said after the game last week, guys? You know what Wisconsin said? They said, at least we play Illinois next week. You know what their film was this week? It was called Fortnite. That's how they prepared for you. That's what I do. That's just me.
That's like the new Ray Elliott.
Thank you.
That's what Ray Elliott would say these days.
I can do Ray Elliott. Yeah. Tell Lovey I can do Ray Elliott.
Ray, talk it.
Send a Michi at me. This is what I'm
Send a Michi at me. I said, what am I going to tell his mother Monday morning? 145 pounds dripping wet. I can do Ray Elliott.
Right. He spoke at Stevie's graduation at Unity.
I dang near played pro football because of that. Okay, Kent, let's get him. Let's go. Wheels up when?
That's right.
Let's get it done. We're on the crust of it. I just feel like it. Feel like we're close. But this is a very good team. You know, they're ranked in the top 25, and we got to go up there and play great. We really do.
Let's get it done. You're leaving today, later today?
Yeah, plane leaves at 4:00 today. Right. It's a very short flight to Madison, so we'll be up and down real quick.
Let's go get them.
All the best.
Let's go, Kent. Thanks, buddy.
All right, go, why not?
You'll be talking to me next week, and I'm a billionaire. Thanks, buddy. Kent Brown.
Uh-huh.
That's a reference to winning the Mega
tonight.
That's
right.
Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny next. Stand by. 7:30 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says if he has to, he'll send the military to defend the southern border from a caravan of Central American migrants that's not being allowed to pass through Mexico.
Mexican ambassador to the U.S. Geronimo Gutierrez told Fox News,
there is no legal ground on which Mexico can issue a permit by which people can just go through Mexico towards the United States.
A senior administration official says under a new deal, if someone manages to evade the system and eventually crosses the border into the U.S., Mexico will now allow those persons to be returned to Mexico.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Boston Red Sox will be in the World Series, taking out Houston to win the American League pennant.
This is a new feeling to me. It's a feeling that I definitely enjoy.
Sox starter David Price on MLB Network. After his first postseason win in 12 tries, Boston will face the Dodgers or the Brewers in the World Series. L.A. leads their National League Series 3-2. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Board has signed off on plans for the county's first two solar farms. The News Gazette says one of the farms will go on 13.5 acres of land north of the St. Joseph Sportsman's Club. The other will go on 16 acres northwest of Rantoul. They are both 2-megawatt farms. Police are investigating after a University of Illinois student reported being sexually assaulted by an Uber driver early Wednesday morning. U of I police spokesman Patrick Wade said the female student was taking the Uber from the 200 block of East Green Street in Champaign to Urbana when the driver allegedly assaulted her after pulling into a parking lot. Most of the country is headed for a warmer than normal winter. The National Weather Service came out with a forecast yesterday saying winter looks wet and milder than usual for most of the country. The government's Climate Prediction Center says no place in the country is expected to be colder than normal. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Let's check your weekend weather forecast. ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Got some clouds today and a slight chance of precipitation after 1. Today's high 60, down to 43 this evening. The winds will pick up to nearly 30 miles per hour tomorrow. Partly cloudy and a high near 60, down to around 27. Sunshine expected Sunday with a high 53, down to 37. Back to work Monday with a high 65. Right now the temperature's at 42. ESPN 93.5.
One of the great Americans had a birthday yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Ditka and brother Johnny Coach, happy birthday yesterday. I hope you had a great day.
Every day is good. You know that. Every day is good. When you're here and you're able to do what you want to do, every day is good.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. It was a happy one. It was uneventful. Didn't do much. I rested a lot. Played cards for a few minutes, and that's about it. Had dinner with Diana.
Well, that's a pretty good way to celebrate the birthday, Coach. And I said, Johnny, he's a patriot. He's a great American. The world is better because this man was born.
Oh, yeah, Stevie, I agree with that. You're here.
Yeah. All right, there's so many things to get to, and people love the candid nature of which you guys respond. So let me begin with, I think, a pretty difficult one, and that is the Saudi Arabian journalist who apparently was murdered, cut up, dispersed. Saudi Arabia, I mean, they say the kingdom had to know about this. This is a very important ally, but yet, you know, knowing about this, if we have the information that confirms this, I guess we have to do something, Johnny. I don't know if we can let that go.
Well, it's why you just don't want to be president of the United States. It's a disaster. But you know something, they're a key part of the whole global strategy, not just military, but economic. And, the whole thing can just unravel if it goes from something like this. Mike, the whole thing could melt down. You remember the Archduke Ferdinand got shot back, ended up starting World War One somehow, and it's a tough. I don't know, what do you do? What do you do?
I don't either. You're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know, so I mean, I don't have an answer for that, and I don't think anybody else does either.
Well, I mean, if you look at North Korea, what the atrocities that guy has done, but talking to him and stopping missiles flying over Japan with Japanese people getting warnings on their phone that they might be nuked, it's better to talk to these folks and work within them, but there are atrocities going on, and if we caught them red-handed doing one, and as an American citizen, again, it's a brutally tough one because I think you have to do something, but you don't want it to all unravel and have something big start. So it's a really, as Johnny said, that's why you don't want to be president.
Especially this guy, because he doesn't have a chance with the media anyways, and he's done more in his few years in office than the former guy did in 8 years. So, I mean, well, the former guy could do it in a lifetime. He can't do it. So.
I think that it's some sort of a reprimand, but I don't see how you can do sanctions or anything else. And the other thing is, the Crown Prince has not been that easy to work with. Steve, he's 33 years old. That's why we have to be 35 to be president, too, by the way.
That's right, yeah. Okay, midterms, does anybody have a sense how this is working out? I know that the presentation from most of the media is, you know, blue gains and all these Democrats in the House particularly. I don't believe a thing based on the Hillary stuff. I just don't trust anything. I don't know how Rush Limbaugh said it yesterday. I don't know how you keep your bias out of your work, even if you do research and surveys.
Well, I agree, John. I don't know. I think we have probably the best economy I've seen in the party, 20-some, 30 years. And things are pretty good, you know, and people get to wow the debt, this and that. Well, spending is going to happen. But, if you're talking about somebody who's done a hell of a job of bringing back respect for this country to this country, then Donald Trump has done that. And if you don't like it, that's fine. I understand it. You know, you're quite welcome to like or think of anything you want to think. But to say he's not done a good job, you got to be absolutely insane.
You know, too, what bothers me is the plan that the Democrats have, and they've just said it, is to simply disrupt everything. They don't want to do anything.
Absolutely.
And I just, that's going to be hard to watch. Just the whole thing, they'll come up with stuff, and whether they want to impeach Stevie, and they want to, go after the judge again, and that's what they want to do. And I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of America while they're busy doing all of that. But I think it's going to be close. I have to agree with you, Steve. I can't tell, because I don't believe a lot of it either anymore.
Yeah.
And I bet you we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
We're a little skeptical because of what's happened the last 10 or 15 years in the media.
All I know is when I see Donald Trump at these rallies, there is a lot of energy.
There's a lot of people.
A lot of people and a lot of energy. So we'll see what happens. I think the Senate has a good chance to stay the same or gain for the Republicans. And the House, I think, with 435 races is just good luck. I don't know. We'll have to just wait.
Yeah, it's going to be closest on the House,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Two weeks from Tuesday, like 17 days. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN, 93.5, 741. Canada just legalized marijuana. Coach, you think marijuana ought to be legalized in the United States?
You know, I don't know enough about it, you know. I mean, I think when I was, in my 20s, somebody gave me a joint, said smoke this, and I couldn't inhale anyway, so I really never got anything out of it. I tried it maybe one time, and it never did anything for me, so I don't know. If they should or shouldn't. Do I think it's bad? Well, hell, it's not as bad as a lot of other things that are going on, but... I don't know. Is it any worse than alcohol? I don't know. You know, I don't have an answer for that.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, I don't like that it already is legal, at least in Colorado and some other places. And so you're going to get in trouble in one place, but not in another place. And you have your medical marijuana. Well, you're going to get in trouble for that maybe, but maybe not, and depends on your story. And it's like, it already is legal, Steve. I mean, I think you almost have to face. I don't know. I don't think it's good, but I don't know. I think it's a little too late.
Yeah,
I think
maybe so. Yeah. Well, again, I think that some of the numbers in Colorado, you have more driving under the influence of marijuana. You have some other stats that are very disturbing, I think, and it depends on how you read these things. You still have a black market, which I thought they'd get rid of that. But apparently not. You can't regulate it as well as perhaps they thought. And I guess just the okay, marijuana's fine, kids, go ahead because it's now legal. It's kind of the blessing of it I don't like as well. But again, boy, that train seems to have left the station. I'm all for it for medical for sure. So.
Well, and you know, Steve, there's another problem, which is when you get checked for it, it'll stay in your system for weeks. When were you actually under the influence? What's the deal?
Well,
you can't even tell.
Yeah.
I don't see.
Okay, around here, Coach Lovey Smith, we love him. He's a great man. He really, really is. He's 3-18 in the Big Ten in his third season as head football coach. And this last Saturday was just a really, really bad homecoming. We lost 47-6 to a team we thought we could compete with, 46-7, whatever the score was. You know how good a man Lovey is. Can he get that done over here, you think?
Well, you know, Lovey is a great man. I think he's a good coach. I mean, guys, don't fool yourself. You've got to be able to recruit players. You know, the state of Illinois is pretty good high school football. It may not be as good as California or Ohio, but it's pretty good football. So if you can just get your share of guys out of Illinois alone, you probably do pretty good. The first thing to, you know, if everything, and I understand it is, it's based on wins and losses, but I think somewhere you gotta look at the character of the individual and what he brings to the school other than victories. And I think he brings a lot to the school.
Well, I think I agree, Coach. I think having Lovey head coach at Illinois is a plus to the community, and I know it is to the kids. And I hate to say it, but the wins really don't change that. It just makes us mad. But I think too, there is some strategy issues. I think the defense looks like it's too complicated because we've got good athletes. We've got some pretty good athletes. And Mike, if you had seven guys in the secondary counting your linebackers and told them, I don't want any of you guys within 10 yards of the tight end, I don't think they could do it. Not on purpose.
Well, I don't know. Here we are. Go get them.
Well, and Coach, you once told me if you know the difference between come here and sick them, you can play football.
That was an old saying, but it really is true to a degree. I want to say one thing. The game of football, and whether it needed to or not, it's getting more and more technical. And I would say that these people today, they're far advanced to what we were in 1985 in the 80s. But we had good players and we had a simple system, and it was come here and sick them. That's what we did.
Yeah, did a pretty good job of that Bear defense, and it was a heck of a run. There's no doubt. But I also question, and I think it's because there's so much darn money in the game now, why a coach, an assistant that is in charge of quarterbacks or running backs or whatever it is, will stay at the office from 6 a.m. till 1 a.m. And it's just, I don't know, to justify the pay, but they're ruining their family life. This is a common thing.
Well, that's unnecessary. First of all, it's not necessary. If you can't get done what you have to get done in a normal work day, your 8-hour or 10-hour work day, then you're foolish. Then you're just pipe dreaming. That's all for show, a lot of that. Well, I was in the office for this. If I was in the office that late, I'd be sleeping. I'll tell you that right now. And you probably are, too. And I did. I stayed late at times. Yeah, but you get to a certain point, you get past that 9 o'clock, you're going to sleep. I don't care who you are. If you knew Rocky, you're going to sleep.
Well, you're overthinking it, and you're not getting anything done.
Exactly, John. It's not that complex. I understand that there's more and more things now that you can do, but they got 11, you got 11. Now you got to find a way out to work that out. I mean, I agree that I don't know that you can play some of the defenses like what we played back in the 80s, the Bear defense. I don't know if you can play that now because of the multiple set receivers and the motions and movement, because that's what killed us. The only team that beat us was Miami, and they spread us open all over the place.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All right, last thing I wanted to bring up, baseball. Looks like Boston is so good at baseball.
They are good.
But Johnny brought something up last night to me on the phone about, the future of the game and the slowness of it. I mean, these are going 3.5-4 hours in these playoffs. Are the younger, more distracted millennial with the phone in their face going to sit during 3.5-hour game?
Well, I'll tell you, Coach, what I was telling Steve, as I accidentally discovered baseball may have a problem, because I was watching Monday Night Football, and I'd watch one play, then I'd watch one pitch, then I'd go back and watch another play, and then another pitch.
Yeah.
And Rogers went down the field and scored a touchdown during one batter. And I don't know. I don't know if the millennials and whatever comes after them are going to watch that. I don't know. It's an art if you like it, but it takes some time.
I'm a great baseball fan, and I love all sports and watch them, but you're right. It really is. I watch so many. The batters move around the box. The pitcher standing on the mound for 5 or 25 seconds. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, and if you tell me Aaron Rodgers scores a touchdown in the time it takes to pitch to one batter, that tells you something.
Well, that's a long bat, but yeah. 8 or 9 pitch batter, and you can score. But I was telling Steve, maybe a revolutionary change. You can just throw fastballs. That would be a different game.
If you could just throw fastballs, Mike Ditka's coming back.
I was watching the game yesterday, and it was a fourth inning, and both pitchers were up in the high 60s in pitches in the fourth inning.
Yeah.
you know, and that's a lot. I mean, from what it used to be, I don't know. You know, you say you get a if you got 98 pitches out of a guy in a game, that would be a lot. I don't know.
They're throwing a lot of pitches you can't hit, so they paint the corners, and they work it, you know? Well, it's amazing what they can
there's
do.
There's been talk that we ought to, if we're going all the way on this videotape stuff, maybe you have, you know, the strike zone and only have the home plate umpire for plays at the plate and let the computer say that hit the corner, that didn't hit the corner.
I don't think that's slowing or speeding anything up, really. I think...
It's not going to happen, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, with the midterms ahead, is there any way to have a bipartisan anything anymore, or have we just gone over that bridge? It's done. We're all going to be partisan. It's going to be a scramble for everything. It appears that the Democrat has gone so far left, and they'll say, you know, the Republicans, there's some right fringes as well, but certainly – some of the common sense that we've talked about for years, it just seems to be evaporating on the left side with silly things like a prominent actress coming out and saying she won't let her daughter watch Cinderella or you know, Little Mermaid because, you know, she had to wait for the man to, you know, rescue her or something. It just, wow. How far are we going to go with this?
Who knows? Well, go ahead, Mike. I don't know.
The party is not more important than the country, guys. It's always got to be the country first. What's good for America? I think everybody has a different opinion about what's good for America. But basically, down inside of all of us, we know what's good for America. And that's why America is what it is. You know, it's provided opportunities, freedoms for people, so many things. But all of a sudden now, you know, it matters you're a Democrat or Republican. Come on. It doesn't matter. You're a good person. If you can do the job, you should be the person that gets the job.
I think that's it. The commitment is definitely to the party. That's the commitment. Yeah. And as far as the issue goes, you know, these politicians, a lot of them spend a lot of time debating. And in a debate contest, for instance, Steve, they'll give you one side of the issue or the other, and you just debate it. And what I've seen more and more is, if this guy said that, I'm taking the other side, no matter what the fact is, good or bad.
No, that's right. That's what's happening. I've just wondered if there's ever going to be a time when we kind of agree on some things, but it's just all positioning. It's all vitriolic. It's all attack. Yep. It just is. And people, I'm telling you, people are really, really wary of all that, but yet we're just drawing up lines. It seems to be getting more physical when you're screaming at people in a restaurant. This is crazy.
What you said is all true. I mean, it's amazing. It shouldn't be that, you know.
No.
Hey, listen, you think different. I think God bless you. That's your prerogative to think that way. That's why we live in America. I mean, I don't expect everybody to think the way I think, but I'm entitled to think that way.
And how can it stop when the leaders of either party, but certainly one in particular,
they act like children. They do.
And they've said, in fact, Mrs. Clinton said, we can't be civilized when we have a party like the Republicans.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen with that kind of start at the top, work down? And that's what you see.
I think it's very dangerous when we get into fascism and they're supposed to be anti-fascist, right? When you shut down speech, because they don't agree with you, that is dangerous waters.
And then their right to shut you down is they claim they have free speech. That's why they're shutting your speech down. It's just
anti-hate, right? It's just ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. Guys, you're the best. Mike, it's always a pleasure. Johnny, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it. Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. 7:53, we're going to check your Fox News coming up.
Been planning a milestone anniversary trip to Hawaii? Or maybe you're taking the entire family on your first European adventure. Wherever you're planning on going, the U of I Community Credit Union wants you to fly on us. No, we aren't starting an airline. But with the Illini Visa Rewards Card, you can score thousands of points to fly anywhere in the world. Fly on us at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now, new Illini Visa cardholders will receive 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 or more in purchases within the first 90 days.
See the mountains in Colorado, explore the outback in Australia, or check out the Northern Lights in Alaska or Iceland. Redeem points to fly anytime, anywhere, with no blackout dates, including flights on Southwest and JetBlue. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer, so apply online today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
ESPN 93.5, trick-or-treating with the stars, U of I Community Credit Union, Chambana Moms, women's basketball. Lisa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great to see you. Okay, so this is going to be Sunday, and this is big, and if you've got a little kiddo with a costume, you've got to come.
Oh, it's the place to be. I'm so excited. So it's this Sunday, October 21st, from 3 to 5 at the Ubbin Complex. So that's where the men and women's basketball teams practice.
Yep.
And
where am I parking?
It's free parking. There's a huge parking lot right out there. We're going to have signage. We're going to have some pumpkins and things set up. You're not going to be able to miss it.
That's right.
What time are people coming? Because they probably come early.
I would say people come maybe 2:30-ish to get in line.
Yeah, and there'll be people, and there's candy, and there's Elsa. There's a lot of costumes, characters.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. We're going to have candy. We're going to have interactive booths, crafts. Rumor is Orpheum may be bringing some bugs.
Oh, nice. And I know Curtis Orchard has a fall display out front. Elsa, Belle, Batman, Captain America, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Wonder Woman, and a Minion.
Yes.
Also represent.
We're
going to
be very safe, protected by all the heroes.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, it's fun, and you guys do a great job with this. Why do you do it?
We do it. We really, fall is such a fun time of year, especially here in this community. And it's a great opportunity for everyone to get out and really interact with the Illinois women's basketball team. You know, they're there signing posters, but they're not just doing that. They're face painting. They're walking around. Coach Faye is taking pictures. It's such a fun event.
Here's the question. What's too old?
I don't believe there's a cap.
Okay.
Let's go. You want to wear your costume, Stevie.
Thank
you go ahead.
Thank you for that. I appreciate
it. Dress. We'll make fun of me.
Same costume.
And I know it's grown over the years. Yeah. We've got a different traffic pattern this year, Lisa.
Yes.
And two gyms.
Yes. So, it was Coach Faye's first year last year, and she was like, this event is it. And she made sure that we got both gyms this year. So thank you, Coach Faye.
You're going to need it.
Yes, exactly. We've grown, so there's more room for more fun.
All right. So, again, Sunday, 3 to 5, you want to be there. Ubbin, bring your little kiddos all dressed up. So exciting. Bring your little bucket for the candy.
Uh-huh.
And remember to brush.
Get you a little more mileage out of your costume.
Absolutely. Yeah. Free admission, free parking. Be there.
Lisa Ball, I appreciate it. Lisa Ball, U of I Community Credit Union. Tell your folks hi. Sandy and Marty Gorman, two of my favorite people.
Love them.
Yeah. Went to high school.
And I think of Sandy Woodworth. I mean,
she'll be there taking pictures.
I wish your mom would open up and take a few pictures.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Only she had her camera with her.
She's really good. She's really good. I bet she got great pictures of grandkids.
Oh, she does for sure.
I bet she does. Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well.
It's going to be a great event. Sunday afternoon, 3 to 5, U of I Community Credit Union. It's awesome. We'll see you there. ESPN 93.5, your news coming up next.